God. Amen. Let's turn to our scripture today. I ask you to keep the place there in Luke chapter 4. Amen. Luke chapter 4, and it's verses 1 through 14.
Amen.
I'm going to read part of the scripture. Amen. And then we'll pray and allow the Lord to lead us in the word today.
Amen.
We have a word. God has given us word. He's always given us word to lead us and guide us along our way, to bring us into fellowship with Him, to make us more like Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
How many of you know that's not just a scripture? That God conformed us. He saved us, and He wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
That's right.
Supposed to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
If you think about anything else, I'm getting a house, I'm getting a Mercedes, I'm getting so what?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the goal. Amen.
Amen.
We're saved to be like Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like our man would say, we play to win the game.
Right?
We're saved to be like Him. Amen? Hello?
Amen.
That's it. That's why you're saved. Amen? Not for you to go around quoting scripture.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We're saved to be like Him.
That's it.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because He walked around this earth doing great things.
Yeah.
And that's how we're supposed to do too, because we'll be just like Him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to read a few scriptures, then we'll get into the Word. Amen. But let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse number 1. And we'll be far away down. It says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days He did eat nothing, and when they were ended, He afterward hungered. And the devil said unto Him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I just said that because that's just in you like that. Amen. That's in Deuteronomy 8:3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up unto a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give unto thee, and the glory of them, but that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine.
Mm.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him alone, only, shall thou serve.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we give You praise right now. We thank You, Lord, for it. Your word, we thank You for Your Spirit. We thank You, God, for saving us from our sins. And God, we come before You now. We're sitting at Your feet. We desire to hear Your voice, hear Your word. It's only Your word that will set us free. Father, release a word in this place right now that every one of us needs in the name of Jesus. Speak to every situation and circumstance. Fill us with hope. Fill us with strength. Fill us with faith right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may continue to walk with You in the paths of righteousness for Your great name's sake.
Yeah.
Father, we thank You right now that Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that we no longer walk around in darkness nor confusion, because Your word lights the way.
Yeah.
Father God, let Your word enter our hearts right now and bring us fresh revelation.
Yeah.
And Father God, we bless You right now for it all in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for Your strength.
Yes.
I ask, oh God, as I humble myself under Your hand, that You, God, will exalt Yourself in this place. Let all glory be Yours as You release Your word, Your power, and Your spirit in this place. And Father, we thank You for what You're about to say to us and what You're about to do.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have a title today, amen, and it's simply this: is break it down before you take it up. Amen. Break it down before you take it up. Amen. We have some promises of God. Amen. How many of you know we have all the promises of God fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
The Bible says that all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. And so all the promises of God, amen, we have. They're fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we don't have them in our possession yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. There's some things that we have, but we don't possess it yet. And God wants us to possess it. Amen. He wasn't just speaking the promised land. He wanted his children to possess the promised land.
Amen.
God's not just speaking the promise to you and to me. He wants us to possess the promise.
Amen.
But before we can possess it, before we can take it up, we got to break some things down.
Amen.
Amen. Because, Lord, just help us today. Glory to God. We have a tendency in this 2013, because we have so much information, and we heard a lot of word, we read a lot of word, and we can access a lot of word, we have the tendency somehow, I believe in my spirit, of being too deep.
Yeah.
We're just too deep. Everybody got something new, man. And we're too deep. And here's the thing. It's the simple people who are going to get blessed of God. It's the ones who ain't trying to be deep. The ones who understand something. I need the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I need to know.
Amen.
And I need God, and I'm going after God with everything I have in me. He's going to teach me what I need to know. He's going to show me what I need to share with somebody else. But I'm not walking around trying to act like I'm something that I'm not.
Amen.
Because without the Lord, Jesus said it himself, without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Amen. So there is nothing to glory in this flesh about. There's nothing that anybody should be impressed with. I mean, you shouldn't want anybody to be impressed with you. Amen. It's the God that we serve. And so we got to break it down, amen, because God wants us to take some things up and take some promises up, but we're making it a little bit too complicated for ourselves, and then we're missing out on the promises of God. How many people want the promises of God in their life?
Amen.
How many of you are tired of reading about things and hearing about things, and you're saying, what about me, Lord? Listen, God knows, so don't act like you don't say it. You've been in your prayer closet, you've been wondering when your stuff comes.
Amen.
Oh, God heard you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When is my stuff coming? When is my situation going to turn around? When are things going to come into my life? Amen. When you break it down.
Wow.
When you break it down and do what? And make it simple. We got to go back to something, amen, that God blessed us with on the New Year's Eve, because it's so important for us. He said to us that we need to seize the moment. Right? Because life unfurls in moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a mistake of trying to live in bigger chunks of time. Can't do it. You can try as you might. You can't live in the next minute. You can't.
That's right.
The only thing you can live in is this moment.
Amen.
And some of us not only try to live in the next minute, we try to live in the next day, the next week, the next month, and the next year. You can't do it. And that's why some of us are choking and falling, because we're taking off too big a chunk of time and trying to live in. But we need to do something. We need to seize the moment and master the moment. Because if we master and seize the moments, then all of our hours and days and weeks and months and years will fall into place.
Amen.
But we're too busy trying to take care of the big picture, and we're messing up on the small stuff. And because we mess up on the small stuff, because we don't take care of things this moment, then the bigger chunks of time in our lives are not what they're supposed to be. But not anymore, amen?
Amen.
Not anymore. We're going to do what? We're going to seize the moment, amen? We're going to make good decisions when? This moment, amen? We're going to believe God when? Tomorrow? No, we're going to believe in what?
This
moment, amen? You may not believe God can get you out of debt, because it may take you 3 years to get out of debt. But don't think about believing God for 3 years. Just believe him at this
moment.
And see, that's why some people don't get out of debt. Because they see how long it's going to take. They're like, I don't know how long it's going to take. Don't worry about it. Believe God at this
moment.
Because if you can believe God at this moment, then you'll believe at the next one. And then the next one.
Yes.
And then the next one. And next thing you know, you're walking with God in faith.
Yes.
And people are saying, I don't see how you're going to get out of this. That's fine, because they haven't captured the moment.
Yes.
Amen. But you have. And so God wants us to understand something. We have to take it down. Amen. And watch it. Lord, help us today. Let's look at the scripture text. Amen again. But we're not staying long.
Amen.
Jesus goes into the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Amen. Led up the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Pray be unto God. Every time somebody is in trouble, don't mean that they got in there because of sin. Sometimes the Spirit leads people into the desert. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just because you see somebody struggling in a dry area in their life, don't mean they've been messing up. The Spirit could have led them into the wilderness, amen? The Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. It'll lead us into the wilderness, amen? Stop being self-righteous, amen? Oh, his life won't matter. He must not be living right. No, he might be living exactly right and have been led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God. How do you know, amen?
Amen.
So he goes into the wilderness. He's led by the Spirit. And he's tempted 40 days by the devil. He's hungry. And the devil comes right in his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You're hungry? Turn this into bread. Amen. I know you're hungry. Turn this into bread. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what the devil does to you and us. You and I. Amen. Oh, you're tired? Go take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know you're supposed to be going up the road to the church meeting tonight. But, oh, you're tired? Go lay down. Amen. He's going to come right in your wheelhouse. So he comes, he says, oh, you're hungry? Turn this into bread. Jesus said, no, devil, I'm not turning this into bread. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Amen. And then the devil did something. And this is what we want to focus on and look at this today. Look at verse number 5. It says, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, and I'm reading from the King James Version, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil came to Jesus tempting him to worship him. And the way he did it was that he showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and he did it what? In a moment. The devil's going to tempt you and I in moments of time. He ain't tempting you over long periods of time. He's going to come in a moment, right? In the moment when you least expect it. In the moment when your guard is down. In the moment when, you know, you're not quite right, or you just got into a little bit of a tip, he's going to come into, at that moment, amen, he's going to pick and choose a moment,
Jesus,
to try to get you off course.
Yeah.
To try to get you to worship him. To try to get you to turn your back on God. To try to get you to stop obeying God. Don't forgive him. He's going to come in a moment and suggest that. He's going to come a moment and suggest that you don't tithe anymore. He's going to come in a moment. Amen. He's going to come and he's waiting and he's watching and he's waiting for what? The right
moment.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why he outside the parking lot now. He don't care you're in church.
Yeah.
That's right. Some of you, amen, he's sitting in your house right now watching the pregame show on the football game. He's not worried you up in here.
That's right.
He's waiting for you to come home, and he's going to leave you alone, and you're going to have a nice afternoon, you and your wife, you're going to have a nice afternoon, then, you know, you're going to get a little bit tired, and then your wife's going to say something, or you're going to say something to your wife, and you're going to hear it the wrong way, and you go, that's the moment. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to come in and say, she ain't supposed to talk to you like that. And then you go, you ain't gonna talk to me like that. Now your whole day's ruined, amen? Because now you go to bed angry, amen? You let the sun go down on your head. Come on, don't act like you don't want to know what I'm talking about, amen? Your whole day's ruined now. Why? Because he was just waiting for what? He wasn't trying to ruin your whole day. He understood something. Give me just a moment.
Yes.
Give me just a moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give me just a moment to tempt you to say something you shouldn't say. Give me just a moment. I'm not trying to get you. None of us walk around, I would hope, blasting people 24/7. None of us do that, right? But we all have what?
Our moments.
And why do we have moments? Because the devil's looking for the right moment to tempt us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? He's looking for the right moment to tempt us. The NIV version, amen, of Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, it says this. It says, then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. How many of you know this is talking about Satan, amen? Its tail swept the third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born.
Jesus.
Amen. See how Satan was working, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We saw this play out in when Jesus was born. Amen. That Herod, the minute he found out that Savior was born, wanted to kill him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. The moment the Savior child was born, Satan was trying to destroy him.
Yeah.
Wow.
The moment God brings forth something in your life, what's Satan going to want to do? He's going to want to destroy it. The moment you got the promotion, he's going to try to destroy it by having somebody say, hey, it ain't going to be all that. And now instead of rejoicing, now you responded to some nonsense that somebody said. You ever let somebody turn a blessing of yours and it makes everything messed up? And you say things like, man, I just wanted to be happy. I just wanted to enjoy my birthday. I just wanted to. And you didn't. You know why? Because Satan was looking, and at that moment he said, I want to destroy this. This good time, this good feeling, this unity of the spirit. Oh no, I got to destroy this thing. Satan looks for moments to tempt us. He looks for moments to destroy us. Now, he ain't the only one who operates in moments. God also operates in moments.
Amen.
Amen. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 5, God said, he said, for the Lord has said to Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. This is Exodus 33 and 5. I will come into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. God said, listen, judgment's going to come how? In a moment. Now, I ain't wasting time. God thinks in terms of moment. He said, I'll come in a moment and consume you.
Jesus.
Amen. I'll come in a moment. That's why you got to be careful. Amen.
That's right.
You got to be careful. God is gracious, but listen, in a moment, he can come and discipline you. Amen.
Yes.
He says, I'll come in the midst of thee in a moment. Psalm 30, verse 4 and 5, King James Version says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is like weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that God's anger only endures for a moment?
Amen.
Amen. God may be dissatisfied and displeased with us when we do something. Because listen, don't act like God just, glory to God. He understands my heart. Yeah, he understands your heart. He understands that it's wicked above all things. Who can know it? Amen. That's what he says. He understands that our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags.
Yeah.
He understands, watch this. Let's just break it down and make it simple. He understands that what you did was wrong. He understands. Does God understand you? Yeah, he understands you. He understood when you told that man you gave him your word and you broke it, that was wrong. We don't like to hear that. We like to say God understands, like God understands and, you know, he just overlooks. No, God understands. But aren't you glad that his displeasure is only for what?
Amen.
Amen. But he speaks in these terms. God says even his grace is released in a moment. In Ezra chapter 9, verse 8, he says, but now for a brief moment, the Lord God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant. Glory to God. God will dispense his grace, what? In a moment. That's why you can't give up on God. Amen. You can't give up on God because his favor and his power can be released in your life in the very next moment.
Yeah.
Amen. But see, God is thinking this way. We saw the enemy thinks this way. He tried to get Jesus in a moment of time to turn his back on God.
Wow.
Amen. We saw how the serpent, amen, looked to devour the child the moment he was born. Satan's operating in moments.
Mm-hmm.
God says, listen, I'll consume you in a moment, but he also releases his grace in a moment. Amen. I love what it says in the New International Version when it comes to healing. When Jesus said this to the centurion in Matthew 8 and 13, he said, go, let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read, the Syrophoenician's daughter was healed at that moment.
Yeah.
Amen. That man who said, I believe, help me with my unbelief. Amen. Jesus healed him at that moment. Even Apostle Paul, when he was talking to the religious leaders after he got arrested, he talked about how Ananias came unto him and said unto him, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment,
yeah.
I was able to see him.
Yeah.
God can heal you and restore you in a moment.
Amen.
But this is how God is operating.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And Satan is nothing but a counterfeit,
yeah,
and a copy.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
That's all he is.
Mm-hmm.
He even copies the Trinity.
That's right. That's true.
He's nothing but a counterfeit. He masquerades as an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to copy God.
Yes.
And God operates in moments of time, and that's why he does.
Mm-hmm.
But watch this. If God is thinking and operating in moments of time, and Satan is operating in moments of time, how do you think we should be operating?
Amen.
But here we go, wanting to plan our whole life out. I'm doing this, not tweet. What are you going to do this moment? Your house on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
But do you understand? Listen, I'm not saying, and God is not saying unto us, we shouldn't plan and take in the big picture. But we got to understand, we serve a detail-oriented God.
Yes.
He says, the very hairs on your head are numbered.
Yes.
He gets it down to the detail, and we just worried about the hairdo. Amen?
Wow.
He gets down to the detail. And if we do not start living in the moment, then all those plans that we have ain't coming to pass. Because we have to get better. Keep planning. Don't stop planning.
Amen.
Keep planning, but get better at seizing the moment.
Amen.
Get better at breaking down your life into the only increments of time you actually live it. You don't live your life by the week.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I don't care if you got a weekly planner. You don't live by the week.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't live by the day.
Amen.
You live by the moment.
By the moment.
Yeah.
Amen.
God operates by the moment. Satan's tempting you by the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to destroy you by the moment. And here we are living by the week. No wonder we get caught up so much.
Jesus.
No wonder Satan always catches us off guard and we always miss God. But he comes, Satan comes at the moment and try to tempt us, and we so busy over there, we so busy down the road. And watch this. Lord, I thank you right now. This is how we can see it. God's telling on all of us in here right now. Every last one, he's telling on all of us right now. There have been plenty of times in our lives where we were thinking about what we were going to do this afternoon. I'm going to watch the game this afternoon, make my lunch, right? You would think about what you're going to do this weekend. You would think about it. You were already there.
Mm-hmm.
You were as good as there.
Mm-hmm.
It was Wednesday, but you were already on the weekend. You ever been like that?
Yeah.
It's like Wednesday, Thursday, you were already on the weekend,
mm-hmm,
right? And you plan it out, you've been thinking about it for a long time, and somebody in your family, somebody in your church, somebody among your friends comes to you with a need.
Yeah.
And you know what? You decide at that moment you don't want to do it because you already live it in the thing you're about to do.
Wow.
We've all done it.
Wow.
We say no to stuff at this moment because of what we're planning to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Jesus.
We have said no to some stuff,
yes,
at this moment because of what we were planning to do tomorrow.
Jesus.
I can't go with you now. Why? Because I got it. I'm going with my boy to the game tomorrow. Amen? I can't do that. I can't do that to you, for you today. But here's the thing, amen. We have to get better at realizing that the moments are more important than these bigger chunks of time in our lives. Amen? I think that's why sometimes, you know, holidays and summertime and Christmas and all those kind of special times of the year go so fast for us. But we don't live them by the moment. We sort of live them in huge blocks of time.
Mm-hmm.
And God is wanting us to say, he's wanting us to understand something. We have to break it down. Break down your life into moments. Because
wow.
Watch this. Watch this. It is easier for us to handle the moment than it is for us to handle the week.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You can handle the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can decide at this moment I'm going to do this or that. And what you decide at this moment will have a tremendous impact on the rest of your week,
yeah,
your month, and your year.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose 15 pounds by the end of February. Well, praise the Lord. But you ain't at the end of February. You ain't at the end of January. You ain't at the end of this week. And guess what? At this moment, a piece of chocolate cake is in front of you.
Amen.
Who cares about the end of February? If you can't master this moment,
Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
If you can't master this moment, you won't gain 15 pounds by the end of February.
Yes.
And that's what happens with us. We get so focused on the Lord, and believe me, plan for it. But understand, in order, before you get there, you're going to face countless moments.
Amen.
That are going to have a tremendous effect on whether or not you reach your goal.
Amen.
So some of us are coming to New Year's with all these great plans. I'm going to be this for God. I'm going to get closer to God. I'm going to do this. I'm going to become this kind of person. That's all great. But then you had a moment to now do the thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And because you don't think in terms of moments, you blew right past you. And then you look up 6 months later and go, how come I'm still the same? Because you blew the moment. You hear what God is saying unto us?
Yeah.
We got to take better care of the moments that we have. Glory to God. Who cares about all this other stuff? You can't, oh my God, you can't live beyond this moment. You can't breathe beyond this moment. God said to us on New Year's, amen, if I ask you to hold your breath for 5 minutes, you're going to have a problem. But if I ask you to hold your breath for a moment, you can do that. Right? Can you do that? Well, watch this. If I ask you to believe God for the whole year, you might have a problem right now. But can you believe God at this moment?
Yeah.
Amen.
I know things are going crazy, but can you believe God at this moment? Amen. I know the bills are due and the kids are running crazy and the boss is acting a fool, but can you just believe God at this moment?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it all being fixed and I don't see how it's going to be. Just believe God at this moment.
Yes. Yes.
Because if you can believe Him at this moment, He'll bring you to the next one. Amen. Amen. He'll bring you to the next one.
I wouldn't ask this, but how many of you eat a steak without cutting it in pieces? You eat yours without cutting it, James?
There's always one. There's always one. Yeah, either. It's hard to eat a steak that way, bro. I'm telling you that right now.
That's true.
Amen. Cutting it to nice bite-sized morsels is the best way to enjoy a good steak.
Right.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're going to choke on it.
Yep.
Amen. And we don't want to choke on our lives. And the way we won't choke on our lives is let's break our lives down into moments that you can handle a moment.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You got to listen. You may say, look, you may have some questions about your faith and how strong your faith is and how strong your Bible knowledge is and how strong it is, how strong that. But I'll tell you this right now. You can believe God for a moment.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Everybody in here can believe God for a moment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's all you got to do. I can't see how I'm going to get out. Forget that. Believe God at this moment.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Bill Collector's ringing my phone. Amen. I'm hiding. I'm ducking and dying. But you know what? Stand flat footed and say, Lord, I believe you at this moment. And get into the habit of saying that. Because God said, I'll consume you in a moment. Amen.
Yes.
He said, I release my grace in a moment.
Yes.
He healed people in a moment. So you start talking in a moment because the devil is showing you things in a moment of time. You need to come and think in terms of moment. God, I believe you at this moment.
Yes.
Amen. I believe you at this moment. Lord, I'm coming to you this moment. I need some help this moment.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Lord, my king just said something to me, and I feel like going up there and giving him a hug. Lord, I need your help at this moment. Come on, somebody. I need help this moment. I need strength this moment. Amen. Forget trying to be deep. Forget trying to say, I got a nurse, I'm trying. At this moment.
Amen.
Stop trying to be so deep. Break it down before you can start taking up the promises of God. The promises are there for us. But they're going to be there for the people who are going to be going little by little, moment by moment, trusting and believing God. Can I tell you something? You can walk to California, you know. Oh, it'll take you a long time. But if you took one step in front of the other, you'll get there. Oh, glory to God. Okay. Walking. Walking for suburbanites is like blasphemy. Because they don't even have sidewalks in the suburb. You know what I mean? They're like blasphemy. Okay, let's talk about driving then, okay? Because you go to the mall, you'll drive around for a half an hour just to get a parking spot that's in the road by the door. That saves you time. So round and round. You could have done your shopping and been back on your way home.
Amen.
And then you go, oh, the Lord bless me with a parking spot by the door. See, you too deep. You too deep. You counted that a blessing. And all heaven looking down at you and say, they just waited so many moments.
Wow.
And once somebody, get out the car, 3 rows over, and walk into the mall. My goodness, amen. And you had a nerve to go in there to buy a pair of track shoes. But you about to get in shape. But you don't want to walk. Lord, help us today. Amen. But think about your driving. Have you ever thought about driving as you pull out of your driveway and you go, let's say you drive 2 hours, 3 hours. Do you know that your tires just simply kept rotating, kept rotating, kept rotating, and you kept going mile after mile after mile? Mm-hmm. You didn't get there all at once.
No, that's right.
You got there little by little. Mm-hmm. Every rotation of your tire brought you closer to your destination.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think of the moments in your life as rotations.
Wow.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And if you just keep going and handling those moments, because as long as you kept your foot on the gas, everything kept going. Mm-hmm. Keep your foot on the gas. Just keep going with God, believing Him moment by moment, and you're going to keep flowing and rotating and moving forward, and you're going to arrive at your destination.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen. But it's not going to come because you try to tackle too much too soon. If anything, that's going to get you discouraged. I'll say this to you as I ask you to turn with me to Luke chapter 1. We're going to read something that will leave you. I'm going to say this to those of you who are starting an exercise routine, who are starting a new discipline of some kind. Don't do too much too soon.
Amen.
That'll get you discouraged.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If it's too hard for you, it's better for you to do something that you can easily handle and then come back again tomorrow than to test yourself to the utter limits and be missing for a week. That's what happens to people in the gym. They push themselves to the outer limits, their bodies are sore, and they're out of the gym for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Better for you to take something you can handle and then come back tomorrow and then the next day and the next day. Because now you've been in the gym 4 days as opposed to just being in there one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you want to be deep. Let me show everybody in here what I can lift. Can I tell you something? Nobody cares, man.
Amen. That's true. That's true.
Huh? Nobody cares. Jane, I really don't care how much you can lift. I really don't.
Amen.
Joe, I really don't care how much you can lift, man. I really don't. Don't even bother looking at me at the corner of your eye when you take your face down. I don't care.
Amen.
That's what I tell everybody in the gym. Who cares?
Exactly.
You know, the guy, they drop the weight, they walk away. Nobody cares. We're too deep, man.
Yes.
We think that people care. Nobody cares.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then you go home and wonder why your back is hurting and you can't run out of the gym for 3 days. Meanwhile, I'm back at the gym again tomorrow. I'm going to win. Where's Storm Man?
Amen. That's right.
Don't take on too much because you can get yourself discouraged and you can quit easier because you said that was too hard yesterday.
Right.
Amen. If you want to start running, run a quarter of a mile. What's a quarter of a mile? It's more than you were running.
Right.
Run a quarter of a mile. But now you want to run 2 miles. Okay. And now you're out of commission for a month. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense.
Amen.
Take it slow.
Yeah.
Amen. And get into it. Amen. Mm-hmm. But take it slow. If we break things down, we can take things up.
Amen.
Amen. If we break things down, we can then take up the promises of God.
Amen.
If we break our lives down and start making the right decisions in moments of time. Amen. At this moment, you're going to have a decision to make even now, at this very moment. You want to keep listening or you want to zone out? At this moment.
That's right.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Your wife going to come up to you later? Your husband going to come up to you later? Your friend going to come up to you later? Going to have something to say to you? You're going to have a decision at that moment. You're going to catch an attitude or you're going to be patient and kind?
Wow.
Right?
Amen.
Don't be deep from a hot arm to what all working on me developing the fruit of the Spirit. At this moment, exercise one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Book of Ruth. Remember the story of Ruth? Ruth, amen, her and her husband, her two sons, well, actually it was Naomi, her and her husband and her two sons went down to Moab.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because there was a famine in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went down to Moab. And while they were down in Moab, Naomi's husband died. And Naomi had two sons. They married Moabite women, and they died too. And so then Naomi heard that the famine was done in Judah, and they were headed back. And they got to a point in the road where Naomi turned to both of them, Ruth and to Orpah, and she said, "You need to go on back. Go back and find yourself some husbands, because I ain't got. Said I can't bring forth another more sons for you to marry. Amen. You need to go on back." And they started crying, and they said, "No, we want to go with you." She said, "Listen, if I have sons, you gonna wait for them? Of course not. You need to go back to your father's house. Go back and just continue living your life. Amen." And then they said, Orpah kissed her and went back. Amen. But Ruth didn't. Amen. And Naomi said to her in verse 15 of chapter 1, "Behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." See, at that moment,
yeah,
they both had a decision.
Yeah.
And Orpah said, "I'm going back." That's right. You can't give me another husband.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going back. But at that moment, Ruth made a different decision.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. She said, "I'm following you. And your God's going to be my God." At that decision, she made it. She decided at that moment that she was going to follow God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. And then she comes into Judah, amen. And then she finds, but she just happens to go to Boaz's field. Come on, God leads her to the kinsman redeemer, amen.
Yes.
She gets married to the kinsman redeemer, amen. And she and Boaz have a son, and his name is Obed. And Obed is the father of Jesse, and Jesse is the father of David. And Jesus comes from the lineage of David. And so here this Moabite woman, because at a particular moment in time, she made a decision, "I'm following God." We're still talking about her, and nobody has seen Orpah ever again.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You see what happens, amen? Those decisions you make at discrete moments of time,
could live for all eternity.
Wow.
Do not despise these little moments in your life and think it doesn't. It matters what you do the next moment.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And we need to master the moment, because God is operating in moments of time. And when we start doing what He's doing, we will take better care of our moments.
Yes.
Amen. I don't have a moment to waste. Amen. I don't have a moment to waste. You don't get paranoid about it, but you understand something. Lord, I want to make the right decision at this moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen? At this moment. I'm going to tell him myself and then we're going to leave. We were married, we were young. And Brandy was a baby. And I worked at the bank.
Yeah.
I was like a mail clerk. I love you. I'm in banking. I was in banking. I was a mail clerk. And I had just gotten paid.
Yes.
And I got paid every 2 weeks. And the covers were bare by day 10.
Wow.
Yes.
See, let me tell you something. You know why when you come to my house, I'm going to feed you? Because there was a time when I used to go to my house, I couldn't feed myself. Come on, somebody. Thank God, amen. There was plenty of times, amen. There was enough. I'm just telling the truth.
Amen.
There was enough for, if we made sure Brandy ate, mm-hmm. and then one of us ate. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough. I mean, it was nothing. It wasn't like we say now, we don't have nothing to eat, and you got a whole pantry full of stuff. You just don't want to fix anything. I ain't talking about that. We don't have nothing. I'm talking about opening the thing and go, hello in there. And it goes, hello in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was nothing.
Nothing.
I'm not talking nothing the way we say nothing.
Right.
Nothing. No thing anywhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when Tuesdays came, and there were times on Tuesday, I worked in Lower Manhattan, we lived in Queens. And we were so busted and we were so hungry that on Tuesday when I got my paycheck, my wife would come with Brandy and meet me in Lower Manhattan so I can give her some money, because we didn't have time to waste. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. You think I forget some days? That's why I thank God when I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Why I'm eating anything, amen.
Amen.
And I couldn't wait to get paid, because then my wife, I get her money, and then I go to the truck and get something to eat. But I might not have eaten.
Right.
Yeah.
I might not have eaten since Monday afternoon.
Right.
That's right.
And brother wasn't here. I didn't know the Lord there, so I wasn't fasting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
And one of these Tuesdays, I got off the bus. And I was meeting my wife, and I was meeting Brandy, and we were going to go to A&P.
Mm.
Yes. We were going to do our food shop. And I got off the bus, and there's a Jamaica Avenue, you know, all the fellas are hanging around. And this guy, as I got off the bus, hey, man, come here, man, you want to make some money? Hey, man. And he led me over to a three-car Monte. Mm. Go ahead, man, And I said, I can follow that. Long story short, and I was getting, at that time, I was getting paid like $160 a week.
Wow.
I lost $80 at the beginning of my money.
Come on,
man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now, I have to go meet my wife, and I got to explain this.
Mm.
How did I get myself in that situation? You know why? Because at that moment, I had a moment to say no. I had a moment to tell the guy, I ain't interested. You know what I mean? But I did that, and I learned. But you want to know something? Nobody sells me anything today.
That's right.
You understand what I mean? Nobody sells me anything. You can help me with my purchase, but you can't sell me on anything. Amen?
Amen.
Why? I'm going to tell you no. You know why? Because I find out if I don't master the moments, I could end up on the short end. I could end up having to go home and explain to my wife what some dumb thing I did on the street corner, amen. I could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are we going to eat now for the next 2 weeks when we were barely making it on all of the paycheck and now I done lost half of it?
Jesus.
Amen? But how did I get there? Because I didn't seize the moment and rise up and say no, even though on the inside I knew I shouldn't. Have you ever been there where you know you should take a certain action and you don't do it? You let the moment of your decision just pass by and you know at the time this is going to come back and get you.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It don't have to be that way.
Nope.
Amen. What are we going to do? We're going to master these moments. We're going to break our lives down into the little moments, and we're going to master those moments. We're going to master those pieces that we break down, and then watch. As we keep doing that, we're going to take up all the promises of God.
Amen.
We're going to walk into the fullness of God's promises because we're breaking our lives down into moments. Amen.
Amen.
So what should we do? You're going to have an opportunity right now. Listen, you're going to leave this place. You've got moment after moment, all the rest of this day. Maximize them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take a moment to tell your wife you love her.
Yeah.
Just take a moment.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, if you haven't done that and you haven't been in the habit of doing that, like walking behind your wife and just stroking her on her head, believe me, when you first do it, she's going, you know. She ain't used to the moments. But you got to give her more of them. Right, Sister Christine? But take advantage of these moments. Amen.
Amen.
Master the moment and understand God is moving moment by moment.
Yes.
And if we move with Him the same way, we'll hear Him more clearly, we'll be more aware of Him, and we'll make better decisions.
Yes.
And as we make better decisions, we're going to have a better life. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you make a better decision, you'll have a better life, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
And we're going to have a better life this year. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have a better life this year. And this is better. This is better. You know why? Because we master in the moments.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, rest on your feet with me. Let's pray this morning. Amen. We're going to get better. We are going to get better.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now.
Thank
you. Father, we thank you at this moment.
Yes, Father.
For your presence. We thank you at this moment for your glory in our lives.
Thank you, God.
And Father God, we purpose in our hearts to slow it down, to break it down, and God, to simply live in the moments that you give us.
Yes.
Help us, God, to make the best decisions moment by moment. Help us, God, to seek your face each and every moment of our lives, O God. Help us, O God, to take advantage of every moment as an opportunity to show forth your goodness, to show that we are children of the King. Glory to God. And Father, we believe that, Lord, as we master the moment, then the devil cannot tempt us in moments of time. He can't come and try to destroy us at opportune moments because we will make no room for the devil.
Yes.
There'll be no room for him to operate because our moments have been occupied with the things of God.
Yes.
Father, we're praying right now, God, that we will simply slow down and enjoy the life that you've given us. You told us on Wednesday that you have come that we might have life, have and enjoy life,
yes,
and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. And God, we thank you, Lord. But Father God, we want to enjoy this abundant life. So teach us, God, how to embrace it moment by moment. To enjoy the blessing of a warm household. To enjoy the blessing of a good meal with good company.
Yeah.
To enjoy the blessing of a bed to sleep in, oh God. To enjoy the blessings of God that are in our lives. Let us not take anything for granted. And Father, let us be mindful, God, that even if everything is not flowing smoothly, we can still yet believe you at this moment that you will turn it around.
Yes.
And Father, if we keep living moment by moment, we'll be filled with hope, we'll be filled with joy, we'll be filled with strength, and before long, our lives will reflect what's going on the inside of us.
Yes, Father,
you even said that we would be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
And so, Father, we know that you can even bring about change in a miraculous moment.
Thank you.
And so, Father, we thank you right now that we purpose to slow things down. We'll break it down into moments of time.
Yes.
And by your help and by your grace, we will master the moment. And as we master the moment,
we will master our lives, and we will have truly have lives that are reflective of your glory.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you now, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.